In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is finished. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. We like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. It is finished. Why would the Lord do such a thing? Why would he lay our wickedness, our guilt, our sin, our evil unto just another, but on his only begotten Son? Why would the Father crush him, put him to grief, and make him an offering for sin? Why would he have his Son stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted? Why? Why? Because he loves you. Yes, you who have gone astray, you who have turned unto your own way, you who think of sin but lightly, you who think so little of him, but he who thinks so much of you. He says, "It is finished." Isn't this love so amazing, so divine? That's what makes God's love. It's greater than our love. His love is far up as the heaven is above the earth. It's far as heaven is from hell. And nowhere do we see that love more greatly than today, when the Apostle Paul said, "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us." Not counting mine and your selfishness against us. Not counting our coldness of love against us. Not counting our laziness to hear his word against us. Not counting our lusts against us. Not counting our pride and vanity against us. Not even counting our rebellion against us. He surely could have counted them against us. The scripture says, "The soul that sins, it shall die. The wages of sin is death." But God did not create us to die, but to live. And so that our trespasses would not be counted against us, our Lord counts it against himself in Christ. This is not the Holy Trinity divided against itself. The Father against the Son against the Holy Spirit. This is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all working for the reconciliation of the world. One heart, one mind, one will for our salvation. The Father sends the Son. The Son is pleased to come, and the Spirit gives us life. When Jesus associates with sinners and is even baptized like a sinner with us, the Father is well pleased. The Spirit descends in the form of a dove and anoints Jesus for his work. And then Jesus lives the life of the servant, ultimately giving and laying down his life for us. No one can take his life from him. He lays it down of his own accord. For you, he suffers the forsakenness of the condemned. For you, he suffers the pangs of death and hell. For you, he is made sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Look at what has happened. And now, you and I, who have been separated from God by our sin, are forgiven. reconciled. We who are outside of heaven looking in have a real seat at the table. We who have no hope now have the promise of paradise, everlasting life, all this in Christ. We should not be surprised at this. Don't be surprised at the love of God which has done all things for us, for this has always been God's way. His love creating all things, his love now reconciling all things to himself, all of creation given to us as a gift, his redemption now procured for us and given as a gift. From the beginning of the world to its ending, gift upon gift, grace upon grace. For this is not just what our God does, but this our God is. A giving God, a gracious God, a generous God, a good God, who in the beginning made all things good, and on this Good Friday in his Son made all things good again. And so as John records it, now at the ninth hour of the day, knowing that all was now all finished, Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit. All that needed to be done was done. It is finished. Jesus entered the sleep and rest of death, not in despair, but in confidence and joy. For the sin of the world has been atoned for, your sin and mine. And now with his descent into hell and his resurrection on the third day, all our enemies are defeated. Sin, death, and the devil now have no more power over us. For it is finished means they are finished. And so with God, there are no irreconcilable differences. The great divorce orchestrated by Satan in the garden has been undone by Christ. The hatred of Satan is overcome by the love of God. What joy then is not only Christ's, but ours, even on this somber and serious day. For while, yes, we look at the cross and see the deadly, serious, and sobering reality of sin, even more we look to see his love, the unfathomable love for sinners like you and me, a love that clung to the cross because he clings to you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is finished. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.